are and the rest. And you fellows, you know, the world will still keep running tomorrow, no matter what happens today.
Yeah, we're also anxious to get off and running.
I appreciate that.
We're doing it. I got the post today. It was miraculous. There wasn't one thing on the front page. Good constructive stuff.
Yeah. Well, we had some good stuff, and
I have an idea that I just wanted to run by you.
Sure.
On this commission, Blue Ribbon Commission.
Yeah.
I think we ought to throw in there consideration by this commission of presidential and congressional terms in office.
Yeah.
It will really cause some speculation.
Terms of office, and how about age?
Age, fine. Fine.
Yeah.
Just to keep this thing so that the editorialists will have an working writing for weeks.
Yes. And retirement age, in other words. The only difficulty with the age thing is, unfortunately, the oldest guys, except for a couple of old farts like Batman or like Stennis, our best friend, you see.
Yeah.
I've been making up a list of names of my own, and of course, one occurred to me that is just terrific, is John Williams of Delaware, you know. And I'll put his name on, everybody will just jump up and down with joy. And I'll get myself four good names without going to the hotshot assholes that'll just try to make a charade out of it.
Right, so now we've considered very carefully to get the chairmanship of this thing, and we think it's best done from within.
Well, let them elect the chairman.
That's right.
Absolutely. They should elect the chairman. But I think that my legislation should indicate that without recommending on such matters as terms of office and so forth, that there has been discussion of terms of office, and therefore that I should think that they should consider such things and throw out three or four different possibilities, that half the House should be elected in the presidential and half the non-presidential year, things of that sort. See what I mean?
Right, sir.
For a four-year term. It's always been my view that the House should be elected 4 years. 2 years is too short, because they serve for 1 year and run for 1 year.
Well, you'll get total House support, you see.
So you can get the House and say half should be elected for the presidential year and half the other for, say, see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
You run that. And the age thing,
maybe we ought to keep that out.
Maybe diddle around with it. They'll come up with that on their own, probably.
Yeah, they will.
With the Williams on it. But, you know, I think that should come in, and I think the limitation of financing, where I would make it so strict that only individuals can contribute, and I'd say up to a certain amount, and no organizations of any kind, whether labor, educational, you know what I mean, educational, business, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, can contribute a total of more than so-and-so to any one campaign, including all the campaign committees for a candidate, or you know what I mean, and things like that. That's a goddamn strict.
That's right. I don't think we want to get anybody's hackles up in this, but make its mandate so broad and so enticing and
enticing
that goddamn it, this is going to get people right.
And, the other thing I would get to get together with immediately, which Lynn would obviously not be keen on doing, but Buchanan will have it, or get it out of even the National Committee. There were a number of complaints filed on the Democrats, not as many as on us, on the finance, you know.
Right, sir.
And just say that during the last campaign, there were 18 complaints, you know, technical, et cetera, filed, you know, violations, so forth, and there were total of so forth filed against Blue Party. What I mean is, so that doesn't appear that it's just the Republicans that are involved.
Exactly.
They also get in the be sure that they consider the problem of violence in campaigns, and the idea that a campaign committee is responsible, must put up a bond, or is responsible for any violence that is committed by organizations under its control or something, you know what I mean, something like that. That'll throw that thing in. How would that be?
Yeah, I think that we get the biggest smorgasbord here that we can put together to just have everyone start thinking, God damn, here's a real initiative that's going to do some things and get a lot of editorializing on terms and all these kinds of things.
Yeah,
that's exciting and good.
Well, it ought to have done, yes, since I've done a lot of thinking about that too, and I'll work on that speech.
Now, it's the second thing I wanted to mention to you, sir. As you know, I've been working on a charter for Conley.
Yes.
Now, this is an extremely sensitive...
Yes, yes, I talked to Ash yesterday.
Right. And I just want to be absolutely sure that when...
He's not working on anything in the foreign field, sadly.
No, no.
So, Henry doesn't need to be worried about
no,
that.
No, I'm not worried about that. I'm really worried about the whole smear of what he does do and how he does it.
Right.
I think what we ought to do is to get firmly for you on Monday night. What we would intend to ask him to consult on and to have his charter clearly delineated for him Tuesday morning. He's coming in Monday night.
All right.
And to be sure that it...
To say that we'd like for him to consult on these items, the energy problem, the bank of the zone, the
bank right.
problem.
But without any operational...
No operational whatever.
That's right.
That is that... what I would like, for example, for him to sit in as a member of the energy panel, whatever it is, I'd like for him to sit in as a member of the Quadriad panel, you know.
Exactly.
I really would. I mean, I want him sitting there.
If we want to use his talents best, then we can...
But the best thing is to have him sit in there as an advisor,
right.
but not as a guy who has the responsibility to go out and do it.
Right.
I'd like for him to sit in as a member of the...
And he might do some ancillary political work in support of actions that are underway.
Yes, yes, yes. They could say that to the extent he's willing. That's right.
Right. Okay, sir. Well, I think this is very, very crucial that we have this very clearly delineated.
Yeah. Well, you know, after all, looking on the positive side and so forth, so I told you last night when you were having Henry's dinner, I mean, no use for him to get all that excited about the gaps and so forth. The summit in the end, when it's held, is going to be I don't care what's going on down there at the goddamn Senate, that's going to be a bigger story than the Senate story.
It's going to be a good summit.
Yeah,
it's going to be a good one.
Well, my point is, right, but it's a good story, too, you know. I mean, what the hell, it's what they elected the president for, isn't it?
That's right. Well, this is what we will be able to do today.
And then when they get down to the back as to whether or not Lord struck the gray or something like that, that's enough for shit, Christ's sakes, what the hell's all that all about?
Well, I think I'm going over Henry's briefing yesterday, and that, God damn it was self-serving again, and that,
it always is.
It was picked up by Sherman totally incorrectly in the Star.
Yeah.
So I've got,
it's self-serving in the respect?
Well, that, it's very minor in the NSC, and,
bullshit.
Nobody was fired because of Earth.
Well, he was wrong about that, of course. That's why we let Halpern go, but,
of course it was.
Right.
We squeezed him out until he got so frustrated he quit.
Sure.
And that was an intentional policy.
But his idea that Henry doesn't realize it.
Now, he read every one of those things until I got a hold of Bob or somebody. I said, for Christ's sake, he's spending too much time on him. He's worrying too much about him.
Right. Well, I've gotten, Bernard with Ruckelhaus, so he doesn't get rattled by that Sherman story, and I sent over the text of Henry's briefing to him, which is not bad. Sherman distorted it unbelievably, so that he doesn't get rattled about this thing. And
why would it rattle him? I mean,
well, because the inference was that Henry has asked for a report. He didn't know what came out of these taps, and that's not true. He never said that, but that's the way Sherman wrote it. What Henry said was there would be a report made, by the director of the FBI, you see. And Sherman just twisted it around and said that Kissinger had demanded a report. You know, so it was a whole complete surprise to him.
Oh, God, I don't want Ruckelshaus to get...
You don't know
who's just got... Well, but my God, that... Henry's... Well, we forget, you know, with all of our affection for him and respect for him, that by God, he pulls us all the time, doesn't he, Al?
Well, God damn it, we rehearsed him five times. We rehearsed him five times yesterday to be sure he hit this thing in a confident, positive, not self-serving way. And it unfortunately came out that way.
And the attack report, God almighty, the son of a bitch, we were all good. Oh, God, isn't that awful that he would do that?
Well,
particularly when, all right,
he didn't do it.
Maybe we'll just bust that India-Pakistan one on him.
You know, the text of his briefing was all right. It just was on the but he came in here this morning and I'll go see about it. I said, Jesus, God, the Sherman story told me wrong.
Yeah.
It sure is.
Well, anyway, let's do your best you can on it.
That's right. No, it'll be swept right away on tomorrow when Russell has to state.
Yeah. Incidentally, on the other subject that I was talking about, I feel very, so very strongly about that, Waller and his so-called memcons over it, that I just want to be very sure that you and Mazzard and so forth and Schlesinger and Kobe do not misunderstand that thing from anybody's standpoint, not mine, not all of us, not Ehrlichman's, because, God damn it, we were trying to find out, and there was a hell of a lot of talk to the effect that the CIA was in the son of a bitch.
Different.
of MemCon.
Of his earlier discussions here with whoever it was that asked for certain equipment, you know,
this was on the hunt thing, yeah.
They were submitted. Now, they are no more than a guide for inquisition by the prosecution. That's all. You know, whether they know how to direct their questions.
Sure.
But I don't think there's evidence that they stand up in the context of what the man says.
You know, you really wonder, though, how you can justify giving them Cushman's and not giving them what's Walters. How do you do that, Alvin?
Well, because our Walters discussed was not just a little bit of equipment for somebody, but national security matters.
Discuss national security matters, yeah. There's a discussion of national security matters, and I will discuss other matters, but not those.
You see, I asked, could we kill off certain ones and they have given those? And he said, no, we just can't do that because it's then we can hold in others.
I think you're better off with a broad statement that they contain national.
And listen, let me say just take the broad statement. We're going to give so much testimony that most people are going to.
I think the idea of the cover up, and so if I remember last week, you were disturbed about the fact that maybe we've gone too far in our rules of engagement. I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure about our. We're going to get heat, even if we spilled all of our guts out, you know, testicle by testicle, we'd still get heat for cover up.
That's right.
I'm almost inclined to think that it isn't going to get us much credit to say, well, we're very forthcoming, goddammit. I just feel that the main thing is to be as forthcoming as you can, but don't just throw the baby out of the bathwater.
Well, and especially in the preliminary hearing, that's the worst place to do it.
Right.
Not even if, you know, even at the cost of irritating them, it's far better for us to keep our powder dry across every spectrum until we see what the dean package looks like and what we're going to be faced with. That's the whole thing, is to keep our assets. Even at the risk of irritating the grand jury, and which is what we're doing. But that issue's passed. You know, they sort of been confronted with a wall, and now they're working ahead, and it's not being written about. And
that's right.
Goddammit, we've just hold firm.
That's right. That's right.
And as a matter of fact, I think you can see in today's Sunday papers a sort of a slacking off in the whole thing.
Yeah, that'll be true when we get another story. That's good, though. That's good. That's slacking off even for one day. It gives us a respite, doesn't it, Al?
It does.
Gives the country a respite from it. Shows that the country's still going forward.
Oh, God, the country is.
It is.
Fed up with all this thing that it wants to get on.
Well, that Dean package is the intriguing one, isn't it? Goddamn.
You know, I've had a report, and I've taken some action. I've had a report that some of our people in Europe in our embassies are walking around with their chins on their chest and carping. And I called Rush and I told him to get a man over there tomorrow and to get these goddamn ambassadors off their ass. And if there's any American in any of our missions that's doing any breastfeeding, he's going to be out. And I didn't put it that way, but...
Oh, I see.
Well, but I want them to be lifted just as we are here in the bureaucracy after last week.
Sure.
And we don't want to put it in a message.
No, of course.
No emissary to go over there and talk to in the key embassy. To get this goddamn thing upbeat, because this will hurt us over there. The Europeans don't give a damn about this thing, you know. They don't even want to hear about it.
No.
So they think it's crazy, and we can't have our people walking around with a goddamn downbeat, dogged attitude.
Yeah.
We've got too many important things going on.
That's a good one to do. Yeah. As far as the dean is concerned, you say we just don't know what the goddamn judge is going to do, huh?
No, we don't. He wake us.
But don't you think they've seen them?
I don't think
somebody.
This guy, Sirica, is going to stay holier than now, and he got burnt that first time around. He feels he did, and I just don't believe he'll do anything.
Yeah, but I mean, don't you think the prosecution is, they got the key, they've gone off and looked at him. You know, there was a story about a week ago that, to the effect that there wasn't much in them, but, of course, that may have been a come-on.
Would it run me crazy to think that that's what it is, and that it's true, that there isn't much in
them? I don't know. Whatever the hell it is, well, whatever the hell it is, it's no more than he's going to say when he gets out.
That's right.
And, of course, suppose he writes Memcon and such.
If you're Memcon, that's good. That's all they are,
but there might be more. There might be something memorandum. Thank God I didn't write the son of a bitch any memorandum. Not that I can ever remember.
Well, I think we're just going to keep our powder dry and we'll get them. In due course, we'll know. And maybe as early as Wednesday.